I'd like to read some scripture today from the fifth chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. Matthew chapter 5, the first 16 verses. I certainly stand in great need of your prayers today. Matthew chapter 5, beginning with verse 1. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And that's reading the first 16 verses of Matthew 5 for a scripture reading. I want to use a title today, and that being that we always remember who we are. Let us always remember who we are. And I'm talking about us being the people of God. You know, something that's spoken of often in sports, in business, you know, a lot of times a coach may bring the players together, bring the team together, and perhaps they're getting ready to face a game or you know, going to a big tournament or something. But this is something that's often used, as I said, in sports and in business. People tell people that we need to stay focused. We need to stay focused. We need to keep the task ahead in front of us. We need to keep our minds fixed on that. And certainly, as God's people, we need to stay focused on who we are and what the Lord has left us here to do. You know, the devil will try to do everything that he can to distract us. He tries to do everything he can to tear down and to disrupt the work of the Lord. He tries everything that he can to get our minds off of the Lord's work, to distract us in the things that we are supposed to do, and we just cannot afford to let him do that, because the stakes are just too high. The work of the Lord is too important. What God left us here to do is too important for us to be distracted. And so I want us to think about in these verses that I have read, in the 14th verse, Jesus speaking to his people. Now, the Bible tells us that this was his disciples that he was talking to. The very first verse says, seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying. And so he was addressing his disciples here. And he said to them in verse 14, very plainly, very matter-of-factly, he said, ye are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Now, certainly I believe that he was addressing his church. He was telling his church that you are the light of the world. And as far as I'm concerned, that's what his church still is today, the light of the world. And we find in the eighth chapter of the Gospel of John in verse 12, Jesus speaking to a group of Jews there, and he said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And so Jesus said that, he said, I am the light of the world. He told his church, you are the light of the world. And certainly it's the light of Christ. Certainly it's Christ that we reflect. And I think about what Brother Ernie said at the beginning of Sunday school about the song that he had heard about what people see in us or who people see in us. And certainly we should be a reflection of Christ. And, you know, he is the true light. John said he is the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And we are to shine, you know, with the light that the Lord gave us because he put his light in us, didn't he? When the Lord saved us, he put his light in his people. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, about verses 3 through 6, the Apostle Paul there says, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them who are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. And he talked about how that we don't preach ourselves, but we preach Christ. And then in the sixth verse, he said, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And so we are the light of the world, because that's what the Lord has made us. And certainly, as he said there in the 16th verse, after he had told his church that they were the light of the world, he exhorted them and told them that they were to let their light shine before men. They were to let their light shine before men. And it was for the purpose of men seeing that, seeing their good works, and in turn glorifying God in heaven. And so that's what we are to do. We are to let our light shine. And let's think about these things for a moment concerning the church and who that Jesus said we are and who the scriptures in other places tell us that we are, lest we ever lose sight of that, of who we are and what we are here to do. And we need to be so cautious not to let anything keep us from letting our light shine, because we are in a world of darkness, aren't we? And, you know, we know that we live in a society today that seems to become more openly sinful all the time. And things seem to get darker. You know, darkness oftentimes in the scriptures, darkness is always spoken of in reference to sin. The world is in darkness because the world is in sin. And we know that in our nation, it seems to become more prevalent all the time. People more and more all the time, they don't want to live righteously. They want to live sinful lives. They want to choose to live sinful lives rather than try to live their lives by the Word of God. And, you know, this is not the only time that the church has ever found herself in that type of surroundings. In the Philippian letter, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 15, the Apostle Paul wrote to the Philippians, and he told them to be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. And he said, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. And so, you know, something that as we see things continue to grow worse, certainly that should not make our light go dim, should it? In fact, the darker that things get, the brighter our light should shine. We should be more and more recognized as the people of God the further that the world strays away from the things of God. If we take the stand that we ought to stand, then we ought to be more and more recognized all the time for who we are than the other way around. And so it's so important that we do this. I want to share with you what the Apostle Paul told the church at Thessalonica, and you'll find this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 5 through 8. I want to read these verses. He said, ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, not of darkness. Therefore, let us sleep as do others, but let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. And so he told the church at Thessalonica essentially the same thing that the Lord told the church there at Jerusalem. Paul said to the church there at Thessalonica, you are all the children of light. You are the light of the world. The Bible tells us, the Apostle Paul, in writing to Timothy, he told Timothy that the church is the pillar and the ground of the truth. And she was that in the day that Paul wrote that epistle to Timothy. And that's what the church is still today, the pillar and the ground of the truth. We are that organization that the Lord left in the world and entrusted with the gospel truth. Entrusted us to preach the truth to all people. The church is the organization in the world today that Jesus spoke to, and we find recorded in the 28th chapter of Matthew, after that the Lord had resurrected. It says, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. The Bible says Jesus came and spake unto them, saying those things to them who? To his church. To his church. He gave that commission that we were to take the gospel into all the world. That we were to promote the truth of the gospel, that it would be preached unto all people. And we still need to be busy about the Lord's work, doing that very thing today, don't we? We need to be letting our light shine. The Apostle Peter in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, and I love this verse. He said, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into everlasting light. Now, if you're looking for a place to shine, you're not going to have any trouble finding a place to shine. Because like I said, there's darkness all around us. We are encompassed by sin every day. And if we listen, as far as I'm concerned, those who truly stand for the Lord, those who are not ashamed of the Lord and not ashamed of his word and are willing to be his witnesses. You know, that's what the Lord told his church that we would be. We would be witnesses unto him in all of the world. He said, when he gave them the worldwide commission, he said, you shall be witnesses unto me in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And the church throughout the years has spread out, and that's exactly what she did. She went out into all the world, into various places, preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in the 8th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles that there arose a great persecution against the church that was at Jerusalem, and they were scattered. They were scattered. Now, before this time, they were there together. They had all things common. They had, it seems, a little commune going on there. They were sharing everything with one another. That's not really what the Lord had told them to do. He had told them to go out. And they were there, and they were sharing all of this, and they had all things in common. And there arose a great persecution against the church, and it scattered them. It scattered them. And, you know, the Bible, though, doesn't tell us that it discouraged them, or it disappointed them, or it stopped them from doing the work of God. The Bible says, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. And you know, listen, that's what we need to be doing today. We need to be going everywhere preaching the word. We need to be taking the word outside of this sanctuary. We need to be taking the word outside of these walls, out there into Bowling Green or wherever we live, and spreading the truth of the gospel to those who are willing to hear it. That's what we need to be doing. We need to be missionary in our work that the Lord has left us to do. So we are chosen. We are a chosen people. Who chose us? The Lord. Jesus once told his disciples, he said, you've not chosen me, I've chosen you. We are a chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. We're a peculiar people. Listen, that's what the Bible tells us that we are. That's who we are. We are the light of the world. We are children of light. We are a holy nation and a royal priesthood. We are the people of the living God. We are those whom the Lord commissioned to do his work in the world. And let me tell you something. The Lord left his truth. He left the maintenance of the gospel, the spreading of the gospel truth. He left that solely in the hands of his church. That's who he left responsible to see that the gospel went out into the world. And I'm thankful. Aren't you glad for those in your life who influenced you in that way? Aren't you thankful for those who lived their lives before you in a way that they were shining lights? You know, I can think of many in this congregation in this among the membership of this church in the time that I've been here as pastor that have now gone on to be with the Lord. And while they were here, they were shining lights. While they were here, they were witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ. They served Him and they influenced people because they let their light shine. You know, we sing the song a lot of times. We have our little children sing the song. We need to sing the song. We need to think about the song that we teach our little children to sing, and we need to apply it to our lives. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. I'm going to let it shine. We have our little kids come up here, you know, during vacation Bible school, and they put their finger up. They put their light up. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. I'm going to let it shine all over Bowling Green. I'm not going to hide it under a bushel. I'm not going to let the devil blow it out. I'm going to let it shine. That's what we need to do. We need to let our light shine before people. Oh, and we don't need to let the devil, and we don't need to let anything or anybody discourage us from doing the work of the Lord. I've been battling with a dragon. Devil's been all over me, trying to discourage me, you know, telling me lies, speaking things to me and telling me lies and trying to discourage me, and I just got sick of it. You ever just get sick of it? You ever just, you know, get to that point where you just say, "Get thee behind me, Satan. I know what God did for me when He saved me by His grace. I know the Lord called me to preach His word, and bless your heart, by the help of God, I'm going to preach it. As long as I have breath, I want to serve the Lord." Do you want to serve the Lord? I'll tell you what, if I had 1,000 lives on earth to live, I'd be content to live them for the Lord. There's no greater work that you can be involved in than the work of the Lord. There's no greater way you can spend your life than serving the Lord. Trust me on this, young Christians. There's no better way that you can spend your time on earth than serving the Lord. And if you're here today and you've never been saved, you need to get saved. You need to repent of your sins before God, and you need to trust the Lord Jesus Christ, and you need to get saved that He may put His light in your heart, that you may let that light shine to other people, that you may live your life in service to God. And I guarantee you this. I'll guarantee you this. If God allows you to reach your elderly years, you'll look back and you'll never regret living for the Lord. You'll never regret that. You'll be able to look back and you'll say, "That was time well spent." I believe that's what the Apostle Paul did when he realized that his life was almost over. He sat down there and he took his quill or whatever it was, and he wrote to his young preacher friend Timothy, and he said, "I have finished my course. The time of my departure is at hand. I finished my course. I have fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I've worked for the Lord. I've served the Lord, and henceforth, there's a crown of righteousness laid up for me." Boy, I'll tell you what, the devil, he'd like to get your light flickering, wouldn't he? He'd like to get it to where nobody could really see it. He'd like to snuff out our light, wouldn't he? He'd like to discourage us. He'd like to distract us, get our minds off of who we are and what we are to be doing. And he is tricky and he's cunning. And I'm afraid that far too often he has us under his evil influence, and we don't even realize that we have given in to the devil. And the next thing you know, we're not letting our light shine that others may see our works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. You know what's wrong? You know what's often wrong with us today? We just look too much like everybody else. We just oftentimes don't have that striking difference that we ought to have. We just look too much like the rest of the world. Too often, we're just not identified the way that we should be. There have been people, and I'm sure there are people today, there have been people that there was no question. I mean, people could look and they could see a difference in them. They could see their light shining, and that's what we need. That's what people need to see when they see us. Yes, brother, they need to see the Lord in us. They need to see our light shining. Listen, we are the people that are lighting the way for those that are in darkness, that are in the darkness of sin. And the Lord has chosen through His church that the light would shine unto them. And so it is so important that we always remember who we are, what we're here to do. And you know what? When we see the devil with his craftiness and with his tricks, trying to discourage us and lead us away and disappoint us and lie to us and get us into all sorts of emotional traps, we need to just say, get away from me. You can't handle him on your own. I guarantee you that, but just go tell your daddy on him. He'll take care of it. Draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. Come on, Brother Strode, let's sing it.
Number 342. At the bottom, number 342. This little light of mine, yes, I'm gonna let it shine.
This little light of mine,
yes,
I'm gonna let it shine.
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Won't let Satan blow it out,
I'm gonna let it shine.
Won't let Satan blow it out, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Verse 5, let it shine till Jesus comes, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine.
Number 207, 1 and 3. Number 207. 1 and 4. I want to be a worker for the Lord. I want to love and trust His holy word. I want to sing and pray and be busy every day in the vineyard of the Lord. I will work, I will pray in the vineyard, in the vineyard of the Lord. I will work, I will pray, I will labor every day in the kingdom of the Lord. I want to be a worker, help me, Lord. I want to be the bearing to Thy word that points to joy on high, where pleasures never die in the vineyard of the Lord. I will work, I will pray in the vineyard of the Lord.